1 Corinthians chapter 1 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll please bless this message today. And Lord, help us to understand how important this really is. In Jesus' name, amen. In Evansville, Indiana, there are some 90 plus banks. I don't know how many you got here in Jasonville and Linton and different places, but you've got a few, right? You can take a $100 bill into any one of those banks. There's no argument. They know exactly to the penny what's in that $100 bill. In total agreement. You can take that $100 bill into any store, and they know exactly to the penny what's in that $100 bill. There's no argument about it. They are in agreement, total agreement of what's in that $100 bill. In Evansville, Indiana, I don't know how it is around here, but in Evansville, Indiana, we have some 500 churches. And none of them are in agreement. Know what I mean? Even the Baptist churches are not in agreement. Isn't that something? Now, the Bible tells us here, the Apostle Paul speaking to the Corinthian church there, he said, "I would, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing." Now, if we had 500 churches in Evansville, Indiana, all speaking the same thing, you'd see a big revival break out. If you had all the churches in this area all speaking the same thing, it'd be different around here. Wouldn't it be something? Wouldn't it be amazing? Matter of fact, even within this church, I'm not sure you all speak the same thing. You've got one of the best preachers in the country. You better follow him. You better do what he says. You better listen to him. But you know, we can't all speak the same thing with different Bibles, because they don't speak the same thing. Isn't that amazing? And yet the Bible says that we're also supposed to speak the same thing. But in this world today, unlike banks and stores, you have churches that have heaped unto themselves teachers and preaching having itching ears. Isn't that something? But, and I hope you'll get this straight, there's only one teacher that can teach you the things of the Bible. There's not a preacher in the world that can teach you what the Bible says. You say, "Oh, I thought that's what this church was all about." It is. But that man right there cannot teach you what the Bible is all about. I cannot teach you what the Bible is all about. There is only one preacher in the whole world that can preach to you and teach to you what is in the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians, just go to the book of John, okay? We got a lot of firsts, but this is the first book of John, not 1 John. In chapter 14 and verse 26, and this is a verse that many of you are already familiar with, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever things I have said unto you. Isn't that amazing? The Bible tells us that we have one teacher, we have one preacher. That's it. Nobody else can teach us the Word of God. That's where we got a mess, because we got people listening to other people. Now, does that mean you're not supposed to listen to the preacher? Oh, yes, you're supposed to listen to the preacher, and you're supposed to check him out and make sure he's telling you exactly the right thing. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all the churches in the Evansville area and this area were all preaching and teaching the same thing? Wouldn't it be something? By the way, it all needs to add up, right? It all needs to add up. 2 plus 2 is... Help me out, smart aleck. 4 plus 4 is 8 plus 8, 16, 16, 32 and 32, 64 and 64, 128 and 128, 256 and 256, 512 and 512 is 1,024, 1,024 is what? 2,048. 2,048 and 2,048 is what? What? 4,096. All right. Are you with me? Are you still with me? Some of you are really getting messed up here. All right. 4,096 and 4,096 is 8,190. 8,190 and 8,190 is 16,348. 16,348 is 32,768. Are you with me? You have to get your calculator out. Now, where did I lead you wrong? Does anybody know? Where? You're right on. But all the rest of you missed it, so you get an F. I said 8,190, and 8,190 is 16,348, and that don't add up, does it? So I misled you. And I misled you on purpose to make a point. But there are people all over this country that mislead on purpose. There are people all over this country that mislead because they think they're right. It's not the teacher, it's not the math teacher that's right. It's the math. The math teacher has the possibility of being wrong. So it's not the math teacher that's right, it's the math. It's not the preacher that's right, it's the Word of God. We need to be preaching and teaching the right things from the Word of God. Amen? All right. I grew up in a church where they'd have the Sunday school classes and the teacher would read something off and he'd say, "What's your opinion about that? What do you think about that? What do you think about that? What is your opinion? Do you have an opinion? What do you think about?" I'm not asking you. I don't even like you. What do you think? You know what your opinion is worth? Your opinion is worth what my opinion is worth. You know what my opinion is worth? Zero. It's not what I say, it's what thus saith the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 14 and 26, let's turn over there just a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26. Now this is a question mark. How is it then, brethren? Question mark. When you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. How is it when you come together, every one of you has got your own opinion about things. You need to be learning what's in this book. And the Holy Spirit teaches everybody exactly the same thing. The Holy Spirit does not teach this group one thing and this group something else. He teaches everybody exactly the same thing. Well, why do you have all these different denominations? Why do you have all these different churches? Because of the teachings of men and not the teachings of God. You know, the Apostle Paul, when he went to the church at Corinth, he asked the question about, the church was messed up, right? The whole church was messed up from top to bottom. And he said, how is it some of you say, I'm of Paul, and some, I'm of Apollos, and I am of Peter or Cephas? And then there's always those spiritual people. Have you ever noticed those spiritual people, Brother Ross? Well, I'm just following Jesus. Don't they just make you... I'm following Paul. I'm following Apollos. I'm following Cephas, Peter. But I'm just following Christ. I've known people like that down through the years, and they still give a bad taste in my mouth. Because the truth is, going back and examining them, they don't have much to look at in the family and what have you. And so, the only way we will ever speak the same thing is that the Holy Spirit is the only teacher we will have. See, it's your job to come to church and listen to the preaching. And it's your job to allow the Holy Spirit to teach you exactly what the Bible says. You don't depend on anybody else. We have a whole world out there of somebody depending on somebody else to tell them what's right. There's nobody can tell you what's right or what's wrong except the Holy Spirit, and He will tell you. But you got to study it out of the Bible. You got to read it. Don't let Satan blind your eyes to these things. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, it reads like this. It says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so, the Bible tells us that we can trust Jesus, that we can believe Him, and the Holy Spirit will teach you exactly the same thing that He teaches you. He's not going to teach you one thing and teach this group something else. Well, I just don't see it the way you do. Well, that's not good enough. We see it the way God sees it. God wants us to follow Him. Now, if the world can come to agreement on this $100 bill, if the world can come to an agreement, what in the world is wrong with our churches? And it all has to do with the fact that there is a devil out there that's going to do his best to destroy the churches from within. He wants to destroy your life from within. And if you're depending on the preacher to read your Bible, you're not going to make it. If you're depending on the preacher to tell you what's right and what's wrong, you're not going to make it. That's why when you hear the preaching, and that's why it's important to be in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, every time the church doors are open. Because the preacher provokes you to the Word of God. It has a provoking effect to it. The preaching provokes you to think. And would it be a bad thing for you to think No, that'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? And then after you start thinking, you say, well, I don't know if that's right or not. I began to hear things as a young man that I'd never heard before. I grew up in church. Then I got into an independent church, and I heard things I'd never heard before. And I thought, I'm going to find out about this. And I found out for myself. I didn't take somebody else's word. I began to dig into the Bible. And my wife and I have got a little bitty Scofield Bible today that you can hardly read. But it's marked up all the way through. Marks on just about every page. And we've tried to find out if that was so. And so if you're going to learn, you're going to learn from the one teacher that teaches you the same thing that he teaches everybody else. Now, we've got agreement in the world. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have agreement in the churches? Now, the 500 churches in Evansville, they're not going to be in agreement. They're just not going to do it. But why couldn't Bakey Road Baptist Church be in agreement with itself? Why couldn't Blessed Hope Baptist Church be in agreement? Just be bound and determined that you are going to be in agreement with the Holy Spirit of God and none else. And if the Holy Spirit of God teaches you, you're being taught right, because He is the only teacher that can teach you. And the Bible plainly tells us that. So are you listening to the wrong person? You can listen to your Sunday school teacher, but you check your Bible out. You can listen to your preacher, but you check your Bible out. You make sure that he's telling you exactly what the Bible says. And I do believe with all of my heart that he is telling you exactly what the Bible says. But there's always that possibility that we get it wrong. Because you see, I've been wrong all my life. And so have you. See, it's like this. I've been wrong, and God is in the process of making me right. That's what sanctification is all about. Progressive work of sanctification is that I've been wrong, and I've had to change my mind over and over and over and over and over again to line up with the Word of God. Isn't that the way it is with you also? Well, I didn't know the Bible was teaching that. And you know, there's a lot of people put things in the Bible that's just simply not there. What are some of them? Every tub sits on its own bottom. You heard that one? That's in the Bible, you know. And what else is in the Bible? What else is in the Bible that's not there? Can anybody help me? Cleanliness is next to godliness. Does that mean we shouldn't be clean? I did hear about this fellow went to this cannibal restaurant. And it had fried Frenchman, $5. Toasted Englishman, $10. Fried Kentuckian, $500. The fellow said, why in the world is that Kentuckian worth so much money? He said, did you ever try to clean one of them things? So, I'm going to have to quit here in a minute. Y'all treat us this way every time we come. But, honestly speaking, you have one teacher and only one that's going to teach you the things of God. Would you let God speak to your heart concerning that today? Would you let God drive that thought home to your heart today? Like the Apostle Paul said to the church at Corinth, I would that you all spake the same things. All speak the same things. God wants you to speak the same thing. 2 + 2 = 4. And if you're not careful, you'll follow that down the line to where you get in a mess. Because it all has to add up exactly. God help us to do so. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, how we need you today. Lord, how we need our Bibles, how we need to study our Bibles and let God speak to our hearts and, Lord, speak to us in a way that will, learn the Word of God. And Lord, I pray for this place here. I pray for Brother Ross that you'll continue to bless him. And Lord, we thank you so much for his friendship and his love down through these years. And Lord, I pray that you'll continue to have your will and your way in our lives. In Jesus' name.